following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
the STP 400 at Kansas from a NASCAR Fan's View. A.J. Allmendinger will start from the pole Sunday afternoon, and it seems as though it was as big a shock to him as it was to anyone. Although he didn't think it was that fast of a lap, and he was one of the last to qualify as the track temperature was rising, he did pull off the fastest lap. In fact, he was one of the fastest that faced the higher track temperatures of the later qualifying group, and one has to wonder if that gives any insight into how his race will go Sunday afternoon. Once again, this fan wonders if the qualifying speeds tell anything at all of how the race will go. Lately, or maybe I should say usually, having a fast car for qualifying and being able to stay up front during the race haven't been the case. You don't have to think back long or hard to see that qualifying hasn't generally been the deciding factor in the 2012 NASCAR season. In fact, you don't have to go back any further than last week's race in Texas. Martin Truex Jr. didn't fare all that well last weekend, even though he sat on the pole. Now, admittedly, 6 isn't all that bad, but not at all like his qualifying speed suggested he might do. Just for a reality check, just look at how Kevin Harvick finished at Martinsville after starting second. Casey Kane didn't have anything to show for his fast race cars even after winning 2 poles, and Denny Hamlin finished 11th after starting on the pole at Fontana. This fan stands by what he said last weekend, 1 or 2 fast laps does not a race make. I really don't think the winner of the STP 400 is necessarily going to be one of the ones starting on the front row. Of course, I could be wrong, and one of those two could get lucky, but I just don't know that it will happen for them. What I'm looking for in today's race winner will be the consistency of the lap times and the one that has the fewest mistakes, whether it be on the track or in the pits. I do admit the Penske teams, and Allmendinger is one of them, do look awfully strong, and all 3 of them qualified in the top 11. I can't rule out the Toyotas either, since there are 5 of them starting in the top 8. There are only 3 Chevys in the top 10, but there are 7 in the top 16. From this fan's view, I think many were surprised at the lack of speed shown by the Roush Fords in particular, and all of the Fords in general. After last weekend, and the level of performance of Greg Biffle and Carl Edwards, I expected the Fords might flex their muscles again, and not only start up front, but finish up there too. As it is, the 3 Roush Fords qualified 17th, 18th, and 21st, and all 3 of them have their work cut out for them and their teams if they intend to be up front at the end of the STP 400 today. One thing that is going to be working against all of the teams is the track. This fan thinks there are going to be a lot of yellows, well, at least enough to keep good tires on the cars and fuel in the tank, but I'm not so sure of that to think it won't be a fuel mileage race in the end. I am expecting more than the usual number of cautions, and I do think they will have something to do with who actually takes the trip to victory lane. So, what does all this say about those top qualifiers? Well, what it says to this fan is just about anybody in the top 25 could win this one, and I'm still not at all convinced it will be A.J. Allmendinger or Kevin Harvick. I see some very strong cars spread out through those top 25, and I'm figuring it may just well be one of the Hendrick cars for that 200th victory. I'm not saying he will, but Dale Jr. could be the one that takes the trophy home and wins the coveted 200th for Hendrick Motorsports and breaks his winless streak all on the same day. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of,
PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. And I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.